Welcome to the Body Nerd Show. I'm your host, Alexandra Ellis, and after a decade in the fitness industry, I've finally cracked the code on how you can build sustainable strength without getting hurt. I'm a coach, writer, yogi, kettlebell devotee, lover of lifting heavy things, and 100% a body nerd. So stick with me, and I'll teach you how to make body maintenance and movement mastery a fundamental part of your wellness routine. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back. You're listening to episode 235 of the Body Nerd Show. And on today's episode, I'm talking about why you do not need to lose weight to get out of pain, why focusing on BMI is a waste of time and absolutely missing the point, and how there is no definitive scientific link between body mass, weight loss, and pain. We are going into the research, my friend. And if you're like, wait, there's not, you too are going to be pretty annoyed by the end of today's episode. I can promise you that. Now, this episode originally aired in 2021. And I wish that I could say, like, the world is different and we all have learned better. And that we are using research to guide us and not just the research that is paid for by big companies like Weight Watchers or Wegovy or Ozempic or all of those. But sadly, that is not the case. Literally, it's 2024. I opened up my Instagram app the other day and like, boom, front and center is Oprah talking about, I think it was Ozempic and Wegovy and semaglutides and weight loss drugs. So clearly, nothing has changed. Diet culture, still be diet culturing. And people are still telling us that we absolutely intentionally need to lose weight to be or do or have any of the things we want. So yeah, you can tell I'm a little fired up about this. Because you don't. You don't need to lose weight to get out of pain. There is no research, and I'm going to share with you in today's episode, that demonstrates any scientific link between weight loss and getting out of pain. And the reason why I bring this up is because not only are there a ton of side effects for these drugs for intentional weight loss, but because if you are working with a healthcare provider, you're going to them, you say, I have pain, and they say, well, you need to lose weight, would they give that same advice to a thin person? And I mean, I honestly challenge you to ask them that question because chances are the answer is no. And it's completely missing the point and leaving millions of people without adequate and proper healthcare. So this is a hill I'm willing to die upon. Come join me as I stand on my soapbox for the next couple minutes here. And also, I'm really excited about today's episode because on our next episode, I'm going to be joined by Reagan Chastain. She is a speaker, a writer, a researcher, a board-certified patient advocate. She's a thought leader in weight science, weight stigma health. She has a fantastic newsletter. I'm like basically introducing her on this episode. The conversation is going to be so phenomenal, and I'm really excited for you to hear it and enjoy it. So again, let me be straight with you. You do not need to lose weight to get out of pain. And I want to help you move better and feel better as soon as possible. And that is not a roadblock at all. So how do we move forward? How do we approach conversations and messages from healthcare professionals and society at large that insist that you have to change your body composition first? Well, they're wrong. And let's dive into it. So I've been thinking about this topic for a while now. And if you follow me on Instagram, this is of no surprise to you, right? I've been having conversations with friends, and I recognize too that as an able-bodied, thin person, I have no idea what it's like to be told that you need to lose weight for your pain. I have never been dismissed by a healthcare professional because of my body shape, my size, my skin color, my abilities or disabilities or any of that. But I also acknowledge that I have a voice and a platform. And so I'm going to keep doing what I do, and that's helping connect the dots for you to enjoy your life with less pain. Because I get messages from body nerds all the time that include some form of, I know I have to lose weight, but I have this pain, or I have this injury, or I have this injury, but I also know I need to lose weight. You do not need to lose weight to get out of pain. And this is despite what your healthcare provider may tell you. This is despite what trolls on the internet are going to scream type at you. And in my preparation for this episode, I went into the research, which for me means heading on over to Google Scholar and searching for articles, because I know I can stand here and say you don't need to lose weight to get out of pain, but I also know that that's going against lots of just cultural ideas and definitely diet culture and all the things that we've been told and believe, and maybe even our doctors are telling us. So I wanted to know, well, what does the science say about this? And granted, you know that I'm not diehard about like, well, it's got to be proven by research or it can't be real, that your own experiences also are completely valid and absolutely matter. But in this case, I think there can be the, and I don't even think temptation is the right word, but the desire to wait, to go after mobility, to start a movement practice, to start a body maintenance practice, because there's this thought that like, well, if I just lose the weight, this other stuff will resolve. So did you know that you can get totally different results on Google Scholar in the research articles you're looking at based on the words you're searching? I mean, it's a Google search like anything else, but search obesity and back pain, and you get a number of studies that show a link between the two, right? That there was a person who had a higher BMI and had back pain, and then the BMI decreased and their back pain also decreased. But when you search adiposity, which is the technical term for an accumulation of fat cells, you get an entirely different story. And study after study that I read had some conclusion that sounded like this, and this is taken directly from one of these articles. Obesity and chronic pain both present serious public health concerns. The two conditions appear to co-occur frequently and likely have reciprocally negative impact on one another. Although as clinical syndromes, pain and obesity are significantly associated with each other, research evaluating the relationship between obesity and pain sensitivity has yielded conflicting results. So they start by linking the two, and yet even the researchers, and this is an article after article, admit that while they may be associated in some capacity, the science hasn't found a definitive link. So for a healthcare provider to say, well, you need to lose weight and your back will stop hurting, or you need to lose weight and your knee will start hurting, there's no science that says that that's actually true. Right? But researchers, they keep trying again and again and again and again, because society, for the most part, has accepted this narrative that being fat is bad and that all of your health problems are because of your weight. And yet again, the science hasn't actually proven it. And I wanted to do this episode because I've heard time and time again how people are absolutely written off by doctors, by physical therapists, by other healthcare professionals because of their weight. And to say that losing weight will decrease your pain overlooks the 5 million other factors that may also be going on. Is there systemic inflammation due to some other cause that is making the nervous system hypersensitive? Is there an underlying issue that has yet to be diagnosed? Because every time this individual goes into their doctor with a complaint, they're only told to lose weight. Take endometriosis, for example. It's very often misdiagnosed or missed. Individuals go a long time without a diagnosis of pain, and it can create intense pain around your period and also metabolic issues that may lead to weight gain. So in this case, is losing weight going to fix the problem and make the pain go away? No, absolutely not. And being totally focused on body mass as the marker is entirely missing the point. And this all comes down to causation and correlation. While causation and correlation can exist at the same time, correlation does not imply causation. Causation explicitly applies to cases where action A causes outcome B. On the other hand, correlation is just a relationship. Action A relates to action B, but one event doesn't necessarily cause the other event to happen. And that is honestly what I see when we're talking about inflammation, physical activity, pain, and all of those things and how they're related. Are they related? Maybe. Do they show up together? Sure. But is that because body size and BMI and body weight directly create pain? No. No. And the research can't prove that either. And what about inflammation and physical activity and adiposity or even BMI? I couldn't find a smoking gun that definitively linked any of them. And honestly, don't even get me started on the BMS, that is the BMI, and how it's an entirely racist classification system made for measuring white men by a mathematician, and why we use it as a gold standard in health. is just stupid, to be honest. But I did an entire episode on this. If you want to go back and listen to episode 77, you can get way more on the history of the BMI and why it is such garbage. The number one question I get within the comments and my DMs and my emails is, I have this issue, what should I do for it? And I get when you've tried icing and you've tried stretching and they're not really working, you probably are looking for a simple program that you can do on your own that actually works. And that's exactly why I put together the Mobility Mastery Toolkit. The toolkit includes 30 days of exercises so you know exactly what to do to improve the mobility of your hips, your lower back, your feet, your neck, and your shoulders. Plus, it comes with video demos for every single exercise and a full body mobility workout calendar so you can check it off. And again, you don't have to think about what to do. You just get it done. And with all of those resources, you're just 15 minutes a day from feeling stronger and more flexible. As a Body Nerd Show listener, you can save 50% off when you use the code MASTERY at mobilitytoolkit.co. That's right. Use the code MASTERY, M-A-S-T-E-R-Y, at mobilitytoolkit.co. And then keep me posted how it goes. But there is a potential relationship with physical activity and inflammation. And specifically, that lower levels of inflammation are seen with higher levels of physical activity. But again, it's not a clear and direct link between body weight and inflammation. So instead of worrying about losing weight before you can start your mobility practice or feeling like you have to lose weight to address your pain, I'm here to say that that is all bullshit. You do not need to lose weight to get out of pain. And you will never hear me talking about meal plans or weight loss or calorie burning in any of my programs, full stop, because they're not related. It doesn't matter. Are mobilizations and activations the key to enjoying life with less pain? 100% yes. I believe that they are. And I've seen it time and time again to hold true. And these mobilizations and activations will also help you to take care of the daily body maintenance that may be getting in your way of having a clear picture of what's going on, right? Let's clear away just the normal daily desk tension to see if there actually is something going on in your neck, or is it really truly just neck tension and shoulder dysfunction, which probably it is. I know too that mobility can be a pathway for you to take back the control of your health and your body. And at the end of the day, allow you to be a better advocate for yourself. Because it's a very different conversation when you can say, you know, this is what I've been working on, this is what I've been trying, and this is what I'm feeling. What do you think? Versus walking into a healthcare provider's office and saying, I have pain. Can you fix me? And I've seen both ends of the spectrum, and there's a very different outcome for the person who can be an involved participant, not only in their care, but also an advocate for their own care. Pain may be common, but it's not a normal part of aging, and it's not something that you have to just deal with. So if you've been waiting for permission to get started with mobility, this is it. Start walking. And if walking around your block is too much, then just walk up and down your driveway. And once that gets easy, make it a little bit further. You don't have to start all out. And I want to talk about this in a couple episodes about New Year's resolutions and why I don't do them. So know that that is coming. But start small and gradually increase. And if you want to start with a full body mobility program that covers all of the bases and is balanced and has everything for you, I've got that too inside the Mobility Mastery Toolkit. So you can get that at mobilitytoolkit.co. But honestly, just start moving. Just start moving. In whatever way that looks like, just start moving. Because when you can move more and you can move better, you can feel better. So I'd love to hear from you what your biggest takeaway was from today's episode. So take a screenshot, just find me on social media. I'm on Instagram at Holla for Mala. I'm on TikTok at AE Wellness. If you have more questions about this topic that you want me to go deeper into on a future episode, feel free to leave me a voicemail on the Body Nerd Hotline. That number is 818-396-6501. And all of the research papers and articles that I reference in today's episode are available on the show notes, including fun links. free downloads, and all things podcast related. And you can find all of that information at aewellness.com/podcast. And I know it seems super small, but I promise you it makes a difference. Thank you. And please, please, and thank you for subscribing and reviewing and sharing today's episode with somebody who needs to hear this message and will benefit from it. So here's to asking better questions, moving more, not giving a damn about our weight, and getting nerdy. And thank you for helping me spread the word that your body is super cool and you, my friend, can change the unchangeable. I'll talk to you next week. Pain stops you in your tracks, and body work is one of the fastest and most effective ways to deal with it. I've put together a free PDF with the 6 places you need to roll right now for quick relief. Plus, the reason why what you've tried so far has only given you a temporary fix. So whether it's back pain, plantar fasciitis, neck tension, shoulder pain, or tight hips, I've got you covered. And when you download it now, I'll also send you some video demos to get you started even faster. Head on over to aewellness.com/bodywork, that's BODYWORK, to get started today.